My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, we got Baby Sharif on the fan cam.
Oh, man, you were not kidding, man. She had that left hook, like, cocked and ready.
Yeah, you think I'm angry.
Dude, she's staring at you like, please try me. But, man, she is...
She got both fists ready to go at all times.
She is... you're going to have to lower the fan cam a little, Sean, because we're not getting her totally... She is Gerber, baby. Look at that.
I know. We do.
She's a cutie.
We do make beautiful children. We do. Ollie got rejected for Gerber baby, so maybe this one can give me more weeks of vacation and retirement.
Yeah, that's what you're going to have to take off for the she's going to be your retirement money right there.
Shout out to the Tolos. Zach came out here from Saxy with his beautiful looking son, Luca. Kent and Wiley, and we have a popcorn delivery.
Dude, yeah, this is, it's hard to see it right up here.
This is from Kent, right?
Yeah, this is from Kent. It's Dean Ann Gourmet Popcorn. They are, like, veteran-owned and operated, and their whole business, at first they used to sell, but now their whole business is they help with, like, fundraisers and help provide popcorn for, people who are doing just various fundraisers for charity and stuff like that. So, very charitable organization and very charitable of Kent. Brought us a whole bag of popcorn from the office folks there.
So, now we got to split up the popcorn and the cookies that Tolo made for us as well.
I can't have... okay. All right. I want the cookies.
Your wife. I mean, God knows. You guys can't eat everything.
I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to not eat as much junk lately.
Okay.
Like, not that they're junk. They look fantastic, but... I think that one of these cookies might be more carbs than I ate yesterday total.
He's a crybaby, you see. He's a crybaby. Yes, he is. All right, let's bring in our boy, Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official sponsor and casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Nick, who is on the final checklist for Cowboys Chargers tomorrow? Who's on your watch list and why?
Oh, man, I still want to see Trey Lance, of course. I mean, he's the quarterback that's going to play most of the game. And I think even though that doesn't change probably what his role is going to be, I still, like, he's the guy that I think we're all, just looking to see what is he still. It's still out there. If Deuce Vaughn's getting carries, I would like to see him. I think he should, and I think all of those running backs. I'd like to see what they're going to do there. Malik Davis, Royce Freeman, Hunter Lipke. We saw it last year where he really used this game to his advantage. So, this is a tough one as far as who is going to play. I know all of our social media team sometimes will ask, who are we putting on this graphic? And I hate this game for that reason alone, just because it's like you don't know who the Cowboys are going to say, rest him, he's good, he's on the team, or... Man, we just need to see a little bit more. But I would imagine the running backs and the quarterbacks, but the running backs are the ones that are still up in the air.
Nick, if Keeman Hall goes out in this game and does something similar to what he did last week, is he somebody who is legitimately going to be able to force a conversation about the last corner spot?
He has to. I mean, that's what you do. I mean, not to sound, like, I forgot the old Jets coach now. I forgot his name, but this is why you play to win the game. Herm Edwards. I don't know why that escaped me. But, I mean, that's why you play him, though. That's why you don't just sit there and practice for you know, 6 weeks straight. And he went out and made a play in the game. He's made some other plays as well. He's aggressive. But, you know, Andrew Booth, I thought, did a nice job, too, the guy that they brought over from Minnesota. So that last cornerback spot is going to be an interesting battle, because usually it's a guy that can kind of do a little bit of both, a safety and corner, gives you a couple of spots there at the end of the depth chart. But you know, I think Booth is probably in good shape to make it. But Keymon Hall, like, yeah, if you keep doing things like that and keep making plays in a game, and it's not just pick sixes, it's you know, it's getting up there and making the tackles, you know, on a short gain and just willingness to tackle, bring guys down. He's an aggressive player, but for him and all those guys, you know, making a play on special teams will help you probably as much as anything you do on defense.
You know, Nick, whenever we talk about surprise additions to the 53, guys who, you know, maybe were kind of out of nowhere and not necessarily of the super surprised Brett Maher, you know, Dan Bailey variety. But mm-hmm. when we talk about, like, man, I thought that guy was kind of on the outside. Good for him. He made the roster. Usually I feel like we're talking about a guy who was consistent all the way through training camp practices and then didn't just stop there. It carried over into the game. So who are some guys you think that have checked that box to this point, who this game might be the final test of, hey, this is your last chance to show you've surprised with these consistent practices, and now if you can carry it into a game one more time, you're in a conversation?
Willie Harvey comes to mind from that regard, 55. Maybe, and I'm not saying 55 for y'all, I'm saying just in case fans,
sure,
you know,
sure.
that haven't been watching practice. Maybe you, Sean. No, I'm kidding. You guys need to be out of camp more. I mean, I know I'm
Nick,
preaching to the choir here, but man.
God. Well, Nick, we will come out there. We'll trade you. You do our show hours, and we'll do your DallasCowboys.com show. How about that?
That's true. Yeah. Well, maybe. I need some boost in the ratings, so I'm sure you guys would be able to do that. No, I think I'm trying to think who else. Like,
would Julius Wood fit that?
You know, I was thinking a safety and receiver. Wood and Imani Johnson there at safety, but I think he's played better. Julius Wood has played better. And yes, I think he is, you know, he's got a pick in the first game, made some nice plays in the second game as far as, you know, a physical tackler. So, yeah, he's a guy in there. You know, at safety, they're playing a lot of free safety. So how many do you need? Do you need four? Do you need five? And I think the four are solid. I mean, I think Wanye and Marquise Bell are going to be your backups to Hooker and Donovan Wilson. But then after that, is that where Wood comes into play? Is there a tweener, a corner safety type? And then you always have to factor in the guys that are going to get cut on other teams. It just happens every year. You think these are the guys, and then next thing you know, It's not Julius Wood. It's a player that's better than him, or better than you know, who, maybe Booth or whoever Keymon Hall. Is there somebody that becomes available? So you always have to factor that part into.
Talking with Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com. Nick, we know the Cowboys historically have not wanted to. They generally, every draft pick tends to get through the first round of cuts. Like they don't like cutting draft picks for the most part. Which draft picks from this past spring might be in jeopardy of their spot on the 53? Is a guy like Justin Rogers, after the acquisition of Linval Joseph, who all is fighting here? Flournoy, Rogers, is that the kind of guys we're looking at?
Yeah, of course. I mean, Rogers, the fact that they just keep adding guys here, and they haven't added officially Linval Joseph, but that's been what the worst kept secret here all off season, that was going to happen.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You add him, Jordan Phillips, to the mix. They may not even be done there. He just didn't really flash like you wanted him to in the games. That doesn't mean, wouldn't be a spot for him on the practice squad. And I would imagine Daxon it will be on the practice squad just because he gives you a roster exemption. And that's another defensive tackle. Ryan Flannoy, he had a touchdown in the game and the first one of the preseason for the team. This is a game for him. I would put him on that list that used the previous question. This is one where he could really help himself. And kind of like Hunter Lipke last year, where maybe you're right there, just do enough where it's not even going to be a question. Because what happens, it's not just so much about impressing your team, but you do enough in a game like that on NFL Network that now you're not going to get him through cuts if you even try to cut him. So this is a big game for a guy like Flannoy.
Nick Eatman joining us here on the D&M Leasing Hotline, a preview Cowboys Chargers tomorrow. So Micah talked to the media about leadership. I'm a big fan of a lot of the things that he said. What did you make of the comments, and how much are you believing in what Micah talked about in getting better in that area this offseason? You guys have it up, DallasCowboys.com.
Right. And I will say that I left earlier this week, and I wasn't at that press conference for him. I did see the story. I did see hear the press conference. But what I've loved about what he's done is all training camp. I mean, he's given the media what they want. The media wants a guy to step up there and say some interesting things, and he certainly does that. But at the same time, I think leaders are leaders in their own way. You don't have to be the most vocal, but you can. You have to be a great football player. I mean, that's the thing. Like, we've seen guys that go out there and say the right things, but if you're not a consistent great player, just think about in all of the leaders that you ever heard, who's a great leader in sports? When you start naming them, it's usually players like Ray Lewis or Magic Johnson or, Troy Aikman. Yeah. But they were great players. I mean, you have to be. And so that's the box that he has to check first. I think somebody got in his ear this offseason. I really do. He understands the negative things that have been said about him from fans, from, it's hard for a young player. You go out there and you play great and everyone loves you. Well, he's done that, but yet he has, I wouldn't say everybody loves him. And I think that's something he's had to kind of understand this year. He's going to be him, but I like the way he's kind of embraced that. I feel like it matters to him what people think to a certain degree. But I think he can be a leader on this team. I mean, especially by the way you go out and play. And I think the stuff that happened with him and Malik Hooker and all that, I think he's going to learn from that and grow from that. And if he does that, I think he's going to be fine. I think he'll be here for a long time. I'd rather take a chance on a young player like that maturing a little bit as opposed to saying, man, trade the guy, get 2 first-round picks and see if you can get another guy that's as dominant as what he's been.
Nick, are the leadership traits there that you can see and that you've heard? Or are we just trying to make this a thing because he's a great player and vocal? Like, which one is it?
Well, I think those players are leaders. Like Terrell Owens is a leader. It's just, was he leading the right way? I mean, that's the thing. Like you are going to be a leader. I mean, if you're loud, you're vocal, you're a good player, you're going to take people under your wing. But is that the right thing? There was a player here, you guys know him, a couple years ago, Didn't open his iPad ever. Didn't ever do what he needed to do to study and be a better player. And talent wise, he had some, but he wasn't as good. And then what does that help the other players at his position? Going, well, do I need to do that because he's not doing that? That's leadership. It's not good leadership though. And so my point is yes, it's important for him to be a leader, the right way. And I don't know if it's there like it would be, you know, for some other players to take people under his wing. Sometimes it's harder for the great players to do that because you don't have the patience. You know, I mean, I don't know if Michael Jordan was a great leader. I mean, he was, but I'm just saying as far as, you know, a mentor type. So he'll be a great leader. I don't know if it's going to be the mentor that we're all looking for, but I still think that he's going to be, you know, he's got leadership skills and qualities because it does start with being a great player.
Thank you, brother. Have a great time tomorrow, and then we'll do this thing for real. We'll recap on Monday.
Love it. All right. See you guys. Have fun today.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Crosstalk with Mike Bacsik and the KMC Masterpiece is next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.